from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, Wednesday.
How are we all?
Oh, very Wednesday.
What does that mean?
I mean, it's oh, I can smell the weekend already, even though we only just got back.
I know.
We're wishing our lives away.
Yeah. And you were birthdayed out, Risey?
Yes, my wife had a birthday yesterday. I was going to say big birthday. It wasn't a big birthday.
Nah.
Not yet.
No, that's yours this year, mate.
Yeah, exactly. And she worked all day and she came home, but we had some like dinner ready, had cake, had some presents. So she had a good night.
Hang on, what time did she get home?
Almost around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
How long did she work?
From 8:30.
God, she must have been faking those smiles.
She
what
was
a long
pretty
day.
Tired, But she was very happy to see the kids. The kids would have been waiting all day to see her for a birthday.
I wonder, you know, because there's a nice photo Bryce put up of the kids watching her unwrap a present.
Yeah.
And I looked at that and I wonder, as you're a kid, because you're usually spoiled, right, and you just see old people unwrapping two presents. It's like, that's sad.
And nothing
much.
You can really play with.
No.
like how boring they must think.
Nothing you can put a battery in and have a game with
it's
or play.
A voucher.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So anyway, boring. Perfume and a couple of tickets. So, And she said, because I got her some Coldplay tickets, she's like, these freebies from work.
Did she?
Yeah, these freebies from work.
No.
I'm like, I'm stupid enough. We were giving away Coldplay tickets last year. I'm stupid enough not to take any.
No, you should have. Did you show her the receipt?
I haven't, but I think
she believes you.
She believes me. Yeah,
it's a lifetime of people I was with. I hate saying it. Okay, well, it's Karen. Everyone knows I was with her 20 years.
Yeah,
a lifetime of her seeing tickets that I give her and immediately going concession only or whatever.
Exactly.
Complimentary.
That's
complimentary. But she had a great night. So.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Well, here we are for yet another day in the dark. It's a bit depressing coming out now of the morning to come to work, and it's just pitch dark.
I thought you were about to do a church service. Here we are today. Another day.
It changes your mood now that it's dark later.
It felt cold this morning too, don't you reckon?
I'm with you.
Anyway.
It's not going to change.
No. We've got 3 months of this.
Here comes winter, which is nice because a little bit Jack a bitching about the heat. Time for us to bitch about the cold.
Well, it's going to be a pretty nice day today. I think it's 26 today. Maybe a late shower, but then we're expecting some showers, some rain for the next few days.
Yeah.
That was weird yesterday, forecast or not, but we were about two or 3 hours of rain.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like, oh, there's a taste.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because we had such a beautiful Easter.
Yes.
It's like, righto then. Here we go. Bloody winter.
Well, on the line this morning, I was reading a review from the Herald's Josh Leeson about Tom Jones played the Newcastle Entertainment Centre last night.
It's not unusual.
Last night.
Lots of people going, what's that echo? we're in the entertainment shed.
He's 83 years old.
And still in fine voice.
That's what I wanted to bring up because he didn't just do a walk through nostalgia.
Mm.
He lays claim to being the oldest person in Britain. 2 years ago, released a number one album at the age of 81.
Mm.
So he's doing okay. But what I love, Josh wrote this, when Jones shuffled across the stage, he appeared every bit the octogenarian. But when he opened his mouth and projected the rich baritone, he sounded like a man in his prime.
Yep.
Elton John, 77, and Paul McCartney, 81, have both been famous visitors to Newcastle, but neither could boast the vocal performance Jones delivered. There were no backing singers covering the weaker notes, no shortcuts.
So true.
And remember that, because both Paul and Elton, they had those backing singers to lift it where they either man couldn't perform.
Particularly for Paul it was like Blackbird and where you're kind of on your own.
Yeah, but he had none of that. No. Just belting it out at full
it's
vocal
awesome.
Range.
You watch that because he's only recently stopped being a judge on The Voice.
Yes.
Right. And you watch a couple of clips of him just singing at the time.
Incredible.
He's got the vocal cords.
Yeah. I remember one you're talking about when they were just sitting on the panel and he just started singing.
Yeah.
And it
but it's like, it's so he's a belter, isn't
yeah,
he?
So
Tom Jones is a belter in that. That was my Karen and my first big date.
Oh, to see
Tom Jones.
And I didn't realise that we had really good tickets.
Yep.
Now remember, I'm 30, She's 20.
Yeah.
She didn't even know who Tom Jones was. And I'm like, we got front row. She said, that's great. And then we went backstage and met him.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
So I got to meet him. Imagine me, because I was my mum, right? Tom Jones just adored, and then I, of course, I adored as well. But, you know, it's the classic backstage meet. You know, like they shake your head and move on.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, but I was so excited. And the whole time, and, you know, years later I found out, Karen said, I didn't have that to tell you. I have no idea who this man is.
Yeah.
But he's just...
Well, when you consider that the vast majority of the audience there last night were boomers.
Yeah,
of course they were.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's the older generation that still know and love him. But what I loved is when he did Go Johnny Go, apparently there were bras and knickers tossed onto the stage.
I was actually going to ask, wasn't he famous for that? Was he like the first person that got all the bras and knickers?
I don't know whether he was the first, but he copped a lot of them.
Yeah,
he would have been around the first, I reckon, for that kind of
thing. So still last night he was
still last night.
Jeez.
They could have housed a circus performance, but there was a number of bras and knickers tossed.
It was very, very much forward planning when I at the gig I'm talking about with Karen and I, because there was guys throwing Y-fronts on the stage.
What's that?
He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, even that, when you think about it, I know it's Tom Jones, but, you know, if we just saw our grandpa at the RSL doing some karaoke and girls, not girls, women.
Women, yeah. Like, ladies.
It's like, time to go.
That's a legend.
Time to go and pull the bus up the front, night's over.
And see, back in the day, apparently, he'd scoop him up and put him on his head and do all sorts of weird and wonderful things, but he can't bend down.
So
no. He just has to move him along with his foot.
No. He's got one of those dog poop scoopers.
And just picks him up.
That's good. What's your look, top of your head, because we were just talking about Tom Jones, so you go favourite song. Now, of course,
I loved his rendition of Kiss.
Yes.
I think,
well,
and Sex Bomb.
Only You is mine.
Okay.
So the go-tos are not Unusual, Pussycat, sure, and all of that gear, but yeah, I agree with you. Mm. When he came out with the newer stuff, it was fantastic.
Mm.
And I'm a big fan of Tom, but it's just bizarre. He was in town like you. I read it this morning and went,
Didn't even know.
Didn't know.
There was no mural painted for Tom.
No, there wasn't.
And he could still hold a note.
It's tenure at Steve Triple M.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loudly, cause
tenure and Steve is Triple M breakfast. Tenure and Steve's Wednesday.
Okay, this is where we don't sing it, we say it. So you can have the opportunity to pick up a fabulous prize, which is a double pass to a day on the green.
Ooh. Nice.
Nice. Is that the Chris Isaak one?
It certainly is.
Awesome.
Chris Isaak, live day on the green with special guests Boy and Bear and more. It's happening at Hunter Valley, Bimbadjan, April 13. So not this weekend, but the one after.
I don't know if it's dyslexia or just want. I always read that as Boy and Beer.
Boy and Beer.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a little bit of, psychology in that, Stephen.
You can go get tickets from Ticketmaster or call us now, 1-333-53.
Yeah, just ring up. Steve's got a song that he's going to say a few lines of. If you nail it, you get the tickets. And I've been saying this to you guys for ages. Chris Isaak was one of the most entertaining concerts I've ever been to at Bimbadjan.
Yes.
Just because he's a showman.
I was going to say, he interact with the crowd a lot.
He's
That's
incredible.
What I presumed.
He races through the crowd with his guitar.
Does he?
Yeah, he's just, wears a lot of rhinestones. So if you can quickly nab one as he's going by, you might make a fortune at the jewellers.
Or get attacked by security. Or both.
Yeah.
They got me, but not the jewels.
Is his voice still good? Because he's got that cool, brooding kind of voice as well.
Yes, he does.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We know he did a bad, bad thing.
Ross is at Lambton. G'day.
Good morning, guys.
When I saw this, Ross, I just went, I haven't heard that forever. Number one hit around the world for a while. And I went, okay. Basically, if you know it, you know it. You don't. But here it is. You ready?
Yep.
I was backstage in Pomona, and that's the way I like it. She drank beer with Coca-Cola.
Lola.
No.
Oh, no. Not Lola.
I know this one.
You know it straight away, too?
So straight away. Because of the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ryan's at Lambton. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how you going?
Very well.
I was backstage at Pomona, and that's the way I like it. She drank beer with Coca-Cola.
Mm. I think I know it, but I can't think of the artist.
The second line you say, Steve, that's the one that gets it for
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it one more time, Ryan?
Is it Ben Lee?
Yes.
And is it That's the Way I Like It?
No.
Oh. Well, hopefully I've helped someone else. Anyway.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh. Come on, guys, he's not playing for $1 million.
No, he's not.
He's not playing for
Ryan,
$1 million.
Ryan, do you want to go and see Chris Isaak then?
I would love to.
Yeah.
You got the tickets because everyone thinks that's the name of the song.
They do.
It's called Catch My Disease.
Absolutely, they think that's the name. I didn't until I read it last night. Catch My Disease is the name, mate. Doesn't matter. You're going, Isaac.
Thank you so much.
That's okay. Here's the line here.
Oh, I've done the wrong one.
I was backstage in Pomona. And that's the way I like it.
There you go.
She drank beer with Coca-Cola.
There you go. All right, ready? Bit of higher and lower. What year did this come out?
Oh, God. I'd
right,
go...
We're playing higher and lower. This could go longer than the intro, mate.
I'll go 2002.
Oh, you're pretty good. 2004.
Oh.
That's pretty good, Jay.
Yeah.
Here it is, Ben Lee.
I thought it was last year.
The song's Catch My Disease. We all call it That's The Way I Like It. Good song. We haven't played it in ages here at Triple M. Here it is.
I don't know how Carl Stefanovic will feel about the many, many people that are carrying the fact that he's just listed his Noosa holiday home on Airbnb.
Yeah.
So you can stay in...
In Carl's house.
In Carl's house in Noosa.
Has he?
I actually think this is a bit of a bargain because you know how expensive Noosa is. Yeah,
absolutely.
If you got a few friends together...
Stupid money
out there. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Got a few friends together.
Yeah.
It's a 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom, tri-level home
mm-hmm.
with an outside, the outside barbecue area is incredible, and an in-ground pool.
Geez, TV pays well.
Doesn't it? But you can rent it for $1,000 a night.
That's actually pretty good.
I agree.
Like, unbelievable.
For Noosa, yep. You take a few families, you're punting in, say, $200 or $250 a night.
Yep.
That's a bargain.
Well, considering
there.
You're paying $400 a night in hotels in Sydney these days.
I know. So,
ludicrous money. So
is it Noosa or Noosaville?
Well, it's actually Sunshine Beach, so you're up on the hill a bit.
Oh, yep.
But the views are incredible. Look,
that's
I'm showing the boys.
Wow!
Sunshine Beach, right,
yeah.
is opposite to Noosa.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere near Noosa.
But it's still lovely. It's
no, it is. It's
yeah.
a gorgeous, gorgeous yep. spot. That's a massive house.
Isn't it?
But yeah, it's funny how they're billing it Noosa.
Ooh.
Isn't
yeah.
it? I guess the example would be if Newcastle's Newcastle, that house is probably Dudley.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Is
a few beaches
far,
over. Kind of
but we'd call it Newcastle.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, but that's the thought. See, how many can you go away with? You know, even we want to do a Barrington's house.
Yeah.
Say, right.
But look at the beach views from it.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's stunning.
Yeah.
It really is beautiful. How many could I go away with?
Well,
I could easily. I've been away with four families before.
Families
in the one house.
Families yeah. or couples?
I was just talking couples.
Families with kids on the floor when
yeah,
they were
okay.
young.
Yeah,
and that was easy. We had a ball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, same. When you're up there for a house and you all get a room and all that gear, and you know, particularly when the person who booked it gets the best room, and I always made sure I booked it. But yeah, it like that as you say. So that's a bit different though, because now you're talking flights. So it could be a road trip, I guess. But,
true.
But it's a big trip to book, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But $1,000 a night. Yeah. How many bedrooms?
Five.
Five. Okay.
And
yeah.
five bathrooms.
Yeah, that's all right. And of course, you know, when you're telling everyone you stayed at Carl's house,
pretty fancy.
Well, he's a megastar.
You'd go up in the world when you say Stefanovic.
You know who owns this? Who? Carl Stefanovic.
Who?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Would that have been the one that he had the cricket player over when they had the big blue up there?
I think so.
Yeah.
So it comes with a bit of notoriety.
There you go.
Old Clarky.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Clarkstar.
Yeah, Clarkstar and Carl. Get into it.
Having the blue in front of the kiddies in Noosa.
A bit of swearing.
Yeah, yep. All right, well, I'll get on and book that for us today.
Well,
so I get the best room. Don't we hear the phrase boomers a lot these days? It's everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boomers this and boomers that. They did a poll on 1,000 boomers recently of best advice you would offer your kids or younger generations, I guess it is, right?
Yep.
And the top answers, they were separate, like, you know, each had an individual one or whatever it might have been. But the top answers came out as number one was travel earlier.
Yep.
And I guess that's coming from boomers who can't travel where they wanted to now because they're probably not fit enough.
Exactly.
So travel earlier.
Yeah. You
know, marry later was one. Don't smoke. All right. Drink a bit less. And buy land.
Right.
Was their main kind of things, which is what people are bitching about with boomers now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Sorry, they got smart. But anyway, it's all sound advice.
Mm.
But yeah, I always think have kids later is one of my big ones.
Mm-hmm.
I always say particularly more guys than girls. I think guys should be a bit older before they have kids.
Right.
You know, that's always like, you know, anything over 30 is good, guys.
Mm-hmm. Why do you say that?
Because I think they're more ready because between 20 and 30, you're flat out building something.
Yeah.
So you've got less time And when you're 30 and plus, mm-hmm. older's even better.
Yeah.
You're more in your own zone, more comfortable to give your kids more focus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's my, yeah. I mean, that's one of my advice. Mm. That's just on children.
It's interesting they say that that's the advice from boomers, but that could be advice from Gen X.
Sure.
Millennials.
Yeah.
To the younger generation.
Yes. Yes.
I don't think it's necessarily an age bracket on that advice.
No.
Because we'd all tell people, young people in their early 20s, to travel.
Mm.
Go and travel. It's, you know, it's fantastic because it gets harder when you've got kids and responsibilities.
Absolutely.
Or if you get old, obviously, mobility.
Exactly.
Oh, well, yeah, exactly. But, I agree, like, marry later. Mm. And that stat, even, people are getting married younger again. Because that was happening for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that would be my main advice, though, would be, yeah, if you're going to have kids, have them a bit later.
Mm.
Just, you know, a bit later.
But then also that biological clock always ticking as well, so the older you get, the harder it is.
That's right.
To have kids. So it's like a double-edged sword.
Oh, yeah.
Because I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, the later, the better, but then it's like, geez, the later, you know, late, issues. Wait too long.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you got advice for a younger gen? We'd love it.
1-333-53. Well, we've got plenty of time. Give us a call, 1-333-53. We'd love to have a chat to you now.
One bit of advice that you would definitely pass on. I would, and I do this a lot because I've got a child in that early 20s age bracket.
Yeah.
I often say to him, you know, your happiness is more important than someone else's disappointment.
Oh, God.
You know, you might have to disappoint a few people in their eyes along the way.
Yes.
But that's not as important as your happiness and your decisions.
Well, totally. Yes.
That's a good one.
I've literally had a conversation with my daughter last night about the very thing.
Well, there you go.
And I always go, will it make you happy? Yes, do it.
Yes.
And I love it. It's like a term they say, but stop worrying about what other people think.
Yeah. Mm.
And the problem is, the person that's telling you that spends most of their time worrying about what everyone thinks.
Yeah. It is harder to do than you think, isn't it?
But you've got to set that example, not just say it.
Mm.
And it's hard to say because it's a natural part of our makeup, isn't it? To, like you just said, to be worrying about, I want to really do this, but I don't know if that will like that. You're dead right.
Yeah.
It's do what you want.
Yeah.
It's your life. We're not here for a long time.
Yeah. And I know my son, for instance, will ask Mike and I questions, but he's waiting for the answer that he wants to hear.
Ah, yeah.
And if I don't give him that answer, I'll always say, this is not what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But it actually doesn't matter what I think.
Yeah.
Because it's up to you to, you know, forge your own happiness.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm only going to come at it with a very different viewpoint.
Mm.
And I'm probably looking at your future.
Yeah.
Whereas right now is what you should be focused on.
Plus it's advice, not an order.
Exactly.
It's just like, here's what I think and here's what I've learned. And, you know, passing on is a good thing.
Yeah.
Whether they act on it or not, that's up to them, isn't it?
Totally.
It's like, oh, don't buy that. Oh, you bought it. Okay, then.
Well, the phones are ringing on 1-333-53. We're going to go to Deb in Newcastle straight away. G'day, Deb.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. What's your advice, Deb?
Do it now. Don't wait.
Yes.
Today is the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was actually a young mum, and I disagree. I took my son travelling around Australia and overseas all the time, and then he hit 18, I hit 40, and I took off overseas for 6 months and left him at home.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome, Deb.
Perfect.
So good.
Just live for today, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
Do it. And the only other tip I would be is buy property as early as you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
Thank
yeah.
you, Deb, for the call. Really appreciate
it's
that.
It's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah.
So do it today.
I'm terrible on that one. I still regret buying houses.
Mark's in Windale. Mark, what's your advice?
My uncle gave me two things to think about. One was buy property.
Mm.
The other one was marry your best friend.
Yes.
And did you?
No, I didn't. Well, I did buy property, but I didn't marry my best friend, so I lost my property.
Yeah, it all goes together, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah. But yeah, if you marry your best friend, well, they know all your faults.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you can fight in bed, they don't care.
There you go.
And you get to keep your house as well. So
I tried to marry my best friend, but Brett said no. Hello, Craig. What sort of advice you got, Craig?
Do a trade.
Yeah?
What?
Do a trade.
Do a trade.
Yeah, okay.
Do a trade. It pays off in the long run.
Yeah. What are you, Craig?
I'm a carpenter, but now I'm a maintenance man, so... similar sort of work.
Yeah.
Yep.
You see that, you know, That is true.
Get
having
something.
A backup plan.
Yeah, getting it under your belt.
Backup
You'll
plan or something.
Always make money, as you are, Craig, doing a bit of maintenance. So good. Thank you.
Good on you, Craig. We're going to go to Mitch in Elibana right now.
What's yours, Mitch?
Yeah, I disagree with the baby boomers. I think having kids younger is the way to go. We had our kids young, and our kids are having kids young now. I think you're more tolerant to manage kids. I see a lot of parents in their early 40s with young kids and just not coping and still want to do the same things they did when they're 30s. You can't do that with kids.
So a bit selfish, yeah.
It makes young people grow up,
yeah.
Which they need these days. They're a bit sport, their own individual. I think kids make you grow up really quick and give you some responsibility.
Yeah,
it's
and there you go. So you got it both ways then, you know. So like that, again, one-off where it was like, don't have kids yet, go travel. She had a kid and travelled.
Yeah, you can do that if you
can do, yeah.
If you have them young.
Yeah.
Nikki's at Gilliston Heights. Nick, what's your advice for the younger gen?
Don't stress, it'll all fall into place.
Mm.
Yeah, it's hard to live by, but good words.
Yeah, I had kids young, I got married, and then my career was successful. So I did it all backwards, but now I'm really happy.
Good.
Yeah. Good stuff.
You're still nice with the person you married when you were young?
I've been with my partner for 8 years this year.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, 5 years married.
Thanks, Nick.
What about the travel? Have you travelled?
Yep, I've been Bali, Thailand, Hawaii.
There you go.
We're just about to jet set off to Fiji for my 30th.
Good on you, Nicky.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks so much for the call. I love hearing that sort of stuff.
So do I.
Oh, yeah.
The other one, and it's just one of those, it sounds old school, but I firmly believe it, good manners never go out of style.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Really?
I think they have a little bit, but I love it when you hear it.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
I agree with you. And so one thing, you know, of all the things my boy can do, the proudest I am is when I just hear simple things like thank yous. I totally agree with manners.
Yeah, agree.
I think the thing we've got to really remember, though, is you've passed the advice, you've got to kind of lead by example. There's nothing like my dad saying to me with the smoke hanging out of his mouth and a beer in his hand.
Don't smoke, don't drink.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's like, don't worry about what anyone else thinks. You know what that bastard said about me the other day? It's the hardest thing to do, isn't it?
Definitely.
But yes, we can all pass it on, how they act on it.
Yep.
Up to them.
Newcastle's Triple M. Thanks for your calls, 133353. You can call us anytime throughout the show.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud because Tanya What's hot in the Hunter with Alyssa from Hunter.
What's hot?
Hello, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'm glad we're talking high tea because that's something that, other capital cities have. We used to have a few more than we do nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Ducks in the Field is still going over in Duckenfield. But you've got one today to tell us about.
Yeah, it's the ultimate foodie collaboration, this one. It's QT Newcastle's executive chef, Shane Mansfield. He's teamed up with the dessert king himself, Bree Signal of Cake Boy. They've come together to launch a very indulgent high tea, which is cleverly called QT. So it's two delicious courses, first being a savoury one from Shane, and then it's followed by a roving trolley of sweets from Cake Boy. So a little bit indulgent and very quirky, so it's QT all over.
Every time I see that, when you see in Hunter Valley ones or you just see online and people, you know, the girls, you know, it's such a butch thing to do, isn't it? I reckon good bloody bucks tonight.
Not at all. It's for everyone.
So is it only for a one day, Alyssa, or is it ongoing?
No, it's ongoing. So it starts from Saturday the 13th of April and you can make bookings from every Saturday following that. It's 12 to 3 p.m., so a nice afternoon Saturday thing to do.
How much?
$75 per person.
Okay.
And you get a kettled iced tea cocktail.
Okay. All right.
And of course, that annual and well-known loved, as I like to call it, very tidy event is coming.
Yeah. Yes, the Lovedale Love Lunch.
That's one way to describe it. Yeah, absolutely.
Very tidy.
Absolutely.
At about 10
a.m. Yeah, the Progressive Long Lunch is back, 18th to 19th of May, and it's turning 30 years this year, so that's a lot of long lunches.
Yeah.
And, but it's a great fun day. I went last year, and you know, there's no better way to spend your weekend than just hanging out in Lovedale in the vineyards, drinking some quality wine and eating some good food. So, yeah, it's back and, yeah, live music, no better way to spend your weekend.
Temperature's good too.
Yeah.
Like this time of year.
Boots, good jeans, yeah. Very nice. I'm dismayed by your next story, Alyssa, because Peabreeze isn't far from where I am in Hamilton. And I can't believe the coffee place in Islington closing.
Yeah, well, closing but relocating. It's an iconic cafe but also brand in Newcastle. It's been around for 20 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, this Saturday will be the last day you can actually go into the venue in Islington and have a coffee. So, but they are really relocating to Derby Street, which is good news, but that's going to be coming in the next few weeks.
Are you savvy to why at all? Is there a reason?
Oh, look, I think the previous owner sold, so they're just, you know, they're reshuffling the business.
Yep.
And, just wanted to, I guess, reinvigorate it and do something a little bit different. So that was, that's where the moves come about. But they wanted to go out in style, so that's where they're offering free coffee from, all this week up until Saturday.
Oh, very nice.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Surely there's something around that, though, isn't there? Sort of guidelines.
Free coffee? I don't know. Do you have to buy anything?
I don't think so. I think you can just go in there and enjoy a free cuppa on them as they are.
It's better than visiting your mum.
Absolutely.
And lastly, Supo closed its doors, if you ever went to that restaurant in Hunter Street, pretty quickly. But there's now something new on the site. What is that?
Yeah, it's called Calamari Kitchen and Bar. So it opened in March, so it's still relatively new, and it's Indian. So it's described as elevated modern Indian with a coastal influence. So I'm actually going in today to have a chat to the team in there and get the lowdown and check out the menu and have a bit of a taste testing, which is exciting. But a nice to see something back in the old Supo venue. It's adds a nice little compliment to that end of town.
Okay, one door closes, another opens.
Thanks, Alyssa. If you want to check out more, go to Hunter AU. Jump online and you'll find out all the more details. Appreciate your call, Alyssa.
Can't get over the free coffee.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty good.
I'm surprised Subo's closing down. God knows I ate there once for 10 grand. I thought they'd be laughing. But there's got to be... I'm worried about us going free coffee. Like, you open up your doors and 900 people going,
Free coffee all week to celebrate.
Okay.
Go and have a cup of Peabreeze.
Yeah. Where exactly is it?
Near the light, near the pedestrian crossing in Islington.
Yep.
Kind of, the main, like where all the...
On Maitland Road there.
Yeah, it's on Maitland Road.
I got you. I got you. Down from the lights.
Yeah, the pedestrians. Yeah. There.
Well, it's good to see that they're moving as opposed to closing down, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's 30 years, T.
Yeah, 20.
20, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I loved our long lunch was 30, wasn't it? 30 years of very tidy drunks. Wonderful reviews, both. You and Rise, you gave, of course, I'm very excited that my son encourages me because now we're going away for the weekend and we're going to see it in Sydney.
Well, no, I like it. You've just got to be well into it. You have to have seen the first one.
And it just goes
too long.
Too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like all movies now. It's just, they're too, anyway, don't get me started.
Cut a bit out.
Anyway, I thought, all right, I'll combine it because he said, look, you know, Dad, I'm writing, he's into them, my son, right? And I said, okay. And then I thought, if we're in Sydney, the new IMAX.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, that's perfect. And he went, oh, that'd be great,
We've
Dad.
We've been waiting for about 7 years for this new IMAX theatre, and it's finally open. So I'm glad you're going.
They ran out of excuses for COVID.
Yeah.
It's like, COVID's been over for years now.
Yeah.
So you're right. Well, I'm not, T.
Why?
Because I very rarely do this, but I read some reviews, and they were all kind of, unless you can get the back three rows... Forget it. You'll need a neck brace and a hospital visit afterwards because it's so big.
Right.
Really?
And I'm looking around and I'm like, oh, that's one review. I just kept going through, and they were all very similar.
Right.
Amazing, biggest screen, it's incredible, but if you're in those front rows, forget it.
Yes.
Meaning front rows, like if there's 10, they mean 5.
Yes. Right.
Yep. So anyway, I logged on quickly and went, none available, obviously, they're booked ahead. And I went, and I had to go in there and say that to him because it's quite excited. I said, mate, this is the thing, reviews. The reason I bring it up is because I don't usually pay too much attention to reviews.
No, I don't either.
Particularly...
negatives.
Negatives or... Yeah, it's usually... But this wasn't, it's most of the time the reviews are, oh, yes, I went there and there was a little bit of dust in the corner.
Oh,
outrageous,
no.
Right? Yeah. And you don't worry about that crap.
Yeah.
But this was kind of made sense. It's a giant screen if you're right up close and you're trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
It made sense.
Yep.
So apart from that, as the only time I've actually paid attention to reviews, the other one was I made the mistake of reading the reviews after I booked a holiday.
Right.
I came home and I booked a place in Fiji and I sat down and went, oh, I'll have a look what I've just booked. And they were like flogging it going, do not come here.
And?
It was great.
Well, that's
there you
why.
Go.
That's the problem,
you can't trust the review.
And I always
you?
Believe I that how often do people actually take the time to get on there and write something nice? Yeah. They don't.
No.
They want a bellyache. Pete, that's people's nature.
So true.
They'd much rather bitch than give someone credit or give them a good review.
Oh, definitely.
And also, if you are a reviewer, it's like you're looking for what's wrong.
Of course you are.
You're not looking for what's good. Too many people in life do that, unfortunately. But even if you're a reviewer of, you know, that's your thing.
Yeah.
You're kind of looking for what's wrong, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just, yeah, so that, I was just curious if you've ever gone by a review and went, oh, I don't want to go there. Have you read the reviews?
Right.
Because I think it does seep into us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If it's common,
yep.
you know, like TripAdvisor, whatever, I'm sure, oh, no, I've actually heard that's not too good. Oh, where from? And it's something you've read.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's a good one to throw out.
Yeah, we've got some time.
Do you go by reviews? Where do you get your review from and what has turned you off?
133353. Give us a call right now.
Or did you read wonderful reviews and turn up and it was a crap hole?
Yeah.
133353. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. The only time I look at reviews is if I'm booking Airbnbs. I always read the review of the... Because I feel that's like people that have definitely stayed there.
Mm.
And I think you almost have... Do you have to leave a review or if you stay there? No, you don't have to.
No, they hassle you.
Yeah.
I do leave reviews for Airbnb.
Yep.
And they're always
positive. Because
it's
pretty easy on the app as well.
Yeah.
You just like... it was
never
great.
Left a bad review with Airbnb.
They're more and more now. Have you noticed that too? Please leave a review. And I mean, for booking.com, the list is endless. And you're right. They really encourage it. Encourage it.
Yeah. I'm actually a junior level booking.com reviewer.
Look out.
I like writing. So I do.
Once again, she's brought shame upon the show. And I'm sorry, everybody.
Because I like writing.
Yeah,
so I do these really flowery. These really flowery reviews.
And good on you.
Thank you.
For doing that.
And people appreciate them.
Yeah.
I get lots of messages.
Absolutely.
It's the ones that, you know, do a bit like Tanya, but in reverse. It's like, I say I'm going to give this one a nasty review. No one cares what you write, mate.
Nah.
And is that the actual status level of what it's called?
Yeah, it's genius,
level.
Genius level 3.
Well played.
I'm level 3.2, but the other way.
Dave's at Belmont. Reviews, Dave. Do you go off them? What have you found?
Well, I found the reviews that Dan Murphy's on the Dan Murphy site were a little misleading, saying this beer is the best beer ever made in Australia, blah, blah, blah. So, oh, yeah, I'll give that beer a go. And end up with a case of muddy water.
Yeah. I tell you what,
you don't know where I'm coming from.
I'm upset that you've got the wrong beer, mate, but you've given me hope to compete against tenure and reviews.
I'm a
five-star Dan Murphy reviewer.
Troy's at Thornton. G'day, Troy. What do you put in reviews? What do you like, dislike?
Yeah, so we always use, I always use TripAdvisor before we go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like Steve, if the reviews are negative and it's like, oh, the bed wasn't this way or that, like, whatever, that's irrelevant.
Yeah.
But if there's a trend over the last couple of months, we sort of reconsider booking. But I'll always leave a good review, regardless of whether it's the room's cleanliness, the cleaner's friendliness, the staff, the facilities, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'll also find, you know, some negatives maybe to throw in there and... But I'll never say don't stay here. Like, they're just terrible reviews.
Yeah. I think you can always find a positive. You're right.
Oh, no, there was a place at Coffs Harbour I couldn't take.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Amy's at Cessnock. Reviews, Amy. What have you found?
I went away for my birthday in October and I did a lot of research for it and it was beautiful. It had a hammock. It had this beautiful Balinese garden and the reviews were fantastic. Got there. It was a downstairs duplex, people running around upstairs. The hammock wasn't allowed to be used. The backyard wasn't allowed to be used.
Oh,
and then on top of that, we had to wash our own dishes before we could even use them.
Ew.
Yeah, nah.
How was your comeback on that, Amy? Because it was completely wrong to what you were expecting.
It was. Like, I was really spun out. And then, obviously, the woman was, like, counting me for a review, and I just didn't know how to respond. Because everything was so positive.
Mm.
And then this one was just a shocker.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's hard.
I mean, I know it's Airbnb, I guess. But yeah. To me, I wonder, who holds them accountable? So it's like Airbnb. You know what I mean? If it's that.
No one really. No.
That's why I'm not a big Airbnb-er. Mm. And the last one I did, and this is why I'm not, it was on Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
The photos, I'm like, wow, and you had your own plunge pool. Until I got out the back and enjoyed the plunge pool with their family.
Yeah, you got to read the fine print, Steve.
You do.
No, I went back over. It's more than fine. I needed a magnifying glass.
Andrew's at Aberglass. And reviews, Andrew, what have you found?
Well, this is not travel related. This is more eBay related. I always look at the negative feedback for a seller. I was buying a game recently, which I knew was used. But I chose the seller that was a regular game seller instead of the one that was just filling out of their garage and getting rid of stuff.
Yeah, yep.
But good I always point. Read the review.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Definitely. That, actually, on Marketplace as well.
Marketplace has got its own kind of, you know, check the seller out and everything, hasn't it?
It's funny we're talking about this because I'm actually going away this weekend with friends.
Yep.
And I'm responsible. I booked the accommodation. And a couple of the reviews on this were a little dodgy.
Okay.
But I kind of went...
Well, give us a ballpark where.
Well, it was talking about cleanliness, and it was talking about something was dated. I can't remember, because it's not a cheap property that we're going to. We're celebrating 3 birthdays this weekend.
Okay. Oh, and so it's a 3-in on a nice house kind of deal.
We did.
Yeah,
and
you
so
know what they say it's dated? It's like, it's just not your taste.
Well, that's what I... And that's sort of why I kind of pulled that apart a bit and thought, nah, it's probably someone that's come from a very fancy house themselves and doesn't like maybe an arch or two. I don't know.
Any review that starts with, I say!
Well, so I'll be curious my report to you on Monday whether it was...
Don't bother, I'll just read booking.com and I'll look for...
Genius level 3.
I will. God, you didn't know there was levels. I certainly know there's no geniuses on there.
Feel better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud. Work locker Warner's Bay or Morrissey.
Tanya, with your son's journey through the world of triathlon racing, I'm sure you've met some ultra-fit people and athletes who just push themselves right to the edge and sometimes over it. Have you heard of the sport of ultra marathon running?
I certainly have.
Okay, so Steve, a marathon is 42 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
An ultra marathon, Tanya, you're aware of it. I'll let the captain of the Australian team explain it to you, Steve. Her name's Marie Connor. She's from Newey. And this weekend, she leads our country in Canberra for the Asian and Oceania Championships. Imagine spending your weekend doing this.
They give you a clock and it starts the timer and you've got 24 hours to see how far you can go. So it's a timed race to see the furthest distance.
You get quite dizzy just doing laps for that long.
Yeah, oh my goodness. It's on a 400 metre track. So you've really got to be able to persevere with monotony, I have to tell you.
And you just go round and round for 24 hours.
Yeah. So every 4 hours, they'll change the direction. Otherwise, you can imagine one leg will get shorter than the other. But you know.
Oh, thank God. And something different to see.
That's right. You're looking at everything from a new perspective every 4 hours.
Now, you're the captain of the Australian team. What's the secret to staying with it?
Maybe it is life experience. I'm not sure. My story is probably a little bit different because 6 years ago I had back surgery. I'm a nurse in Newcastle Emergency Department and I had back surgery and it had a bit of time off work because I couldn't do anything and I started walking laps of my park to get better and then I started park run and then I trained for a marathon and I've just kept pushing and pushing because from not being able to walk one loop around my park to now just being able to push my body and see how far it can get, I guess that's why I do it. I think as you get older you realise that what are we holding back for? Because as young people, you know, we're always trying to get through our life and make sure we get to the end. But you sort of get sometime through your life and you think, well, you know, I've got this amazing body and I've got this strong mind and I'm a hard worker. So what can I do with it? And so you start pushing your limits and off you go.
Now, completely bonkers sport, in my opinion. Mm. But isn't that an interesting concept? So many sports we're told, oh, that's a young person's game. How many times do you hear talking about footy, soccer, finished at 30?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Marie openly admits, like, in her 20s, no way she would have been able to do this. So it's one of those things with experience and the age. I mean, sure, you've got to run 200 Ks in a day to get that revelation.
Can you believe that?
I did like to change directions. It took me back to my roller skating days.
But yeah, so this weekend, just going round and round, looking forward to that change of direction every 4 hours. But
I tell you what, the word in front makes much more sense, ultra, than that other stupid word they use these days. It's fun run.
Well, just keep that in mind if you're doing a fun run on Sunday. The Hilda Harbour's
ultra
on.
Ultra run.
But yes, the ultra is something else. Good on you, JR. There's JR's spin on sports. Thanks to
song
work
choice.
Oh, I put this in specifically for this. Or it was just sitting there in there.
Play it, Rise.
Oh, you get 25% off workwear for a limited time. Work Clock to Warden's Bay or Morissette. This is Triple M.
Tanya and Steve's. Where are they now?
Being Wednesday, we thought we better bring this back. Haven't done it for a while. We'll go in search. Where we take?
Yeah, so it's a segment where we're going to think of someone that we haven't heard from for a while and just find out what they're doing. Now, I don't think you can call yourself a card-carrying Novocastrian unless you haven't had an encounter with the world's skinniest magician.
I agree.
Don't you reckon?
Every
Absolutely.
Now and again, you know, when you're a kid, doesn't matter how, like you say, Novocastrian, you've looked up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Now it's Hubert.
Super Hubert, if you will. He did kids' parties. He still does.
Yeah.
I always associate Super Hubert with the bash. What are they called?
Oh, Variety.
The Variety Bash.
The Variety Bash, yeah. He loves supporting that charity.
Absolutely.
Because of the Huber Bill.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, we found a commercial that he once did.
Need a mower? Come here! The warehouse Vandal has heaps of them. Mowers, blowers, whippersnippers, edges, mulchers, even ride-ons.
Oh, my God. That was
that
like...
That famous laugh.
Yes, the famous laugh.
Anyway, we better probably talk to him. He's a bit tired.
Hello, Super Hubert.
Oh, what a crack-up you two are.
Mate, straight away when we were talking yesterday, we've got to get him on the show, find out how's he going, how's he... Like, you're still working, though, aren't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, the only thing that'll stop me is my heart or something. A stop in the middle of a show or something.
I think you'll find that stops most people.
Oh, Tanya. Yes, and Steve, is she still as beautiful as ever?
No, unfortunately, mate, those are ravages of time have got to her. Yes, she's as gorgeous as the day you met her back in 2HD days, mate.
Oh, yeah. And it's funny you put Eye of Tiger on just before me because all my kids' shows I open with Eye of the Tiger and just stick, 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 stick. Oi, absolute berserk with my spastic moves, and that's how I open my shows, especially on the Variety Bash in schools all over Australia.
Super, do you remember? Let's just go back, Steve. We were working in side by side studios,
yeah.
And I would send Hubert out to wake people up.
Yes, I remember.
It was
that.
A Super Hubert wake up, and he would bust into people's bedrooms and get into bed with them. Do you remember that, Super?
I still remember Hubert going, no one's murdered him yet.
No.
I know. I do guest speaking, and I talk about some of them because I had some very close shaves.
I can imagine. The only difference now, mate, it's a 10 will do it again, but you want me to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, about 20 past six, I would run in their bedroom, and in the winter it was pitch dark.
Oh, yeah.
It was borderline house invasion.
Yeah.
It was.
The difference is, though, mate, in the world we live in now, so it'd be like our legal department go, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, they would.
We'd risk them
shooting.
Yeah,
I know. It'd be a bit risky today. And all these years might be my age, but my show is still as physical as it was 30 and 40 years ago. It's still exactly the physicalness. So my kids' shows, I mean, adult ones, I've got a couple in Sydney the weekend, but they're not nowhere near as physical. The physical stuff's carrying all the stuff in the car and the
Still haven't got a rodeo, mate.
No.
I too, and a lot of people wouldn't know this, but you were on Red Faces on Hey Hey, weren't you?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good chat. Good talk, Super. Yeah.
Got on very well with them and Young Talentine. That's what I toured Australia with. They gave me my biggest audience. I had an 11-minute spot with, got the really good friends with Johnny Young.
Really?
And had the audiences of 25,000, especially the Maya Music Bowl.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know.
Because I do guest speaking, I've got so many things I've done wrong. And stories I've told.
You're a character. I love
well,
the fact
when
that
you've been on Variety Bash. Now, this is out in the desert where no one is. You know, when my supercar's got bars at the top, and I used to nippy out on the roof doing 100, 110.
I remember that.
And sometimes I didn't have anything on.
Well, if people want to know where Super comes from, that's it.
Yep. Oh, please book me for a kid show. By saying that, they said probably won't. Oh, we don't want him for a kid show. No, the kid show's still squeaky clean because I go to all these schools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hate double meaning things or anything. Mm, it's just very clean. It's just the teachers that are strangers, when they see me take my dressing gown off, they go, oh, they get worried.
Yeah.
Because my wands are in my trunks.
Well, you can book Soup Up via his website. Yes. It's all still there. But Steve was talking about your adult shows too.
I've heard, and this is recently actually, Soup Up, they were going, he was hilarious. It was such a good show.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, most of my shows are private, but the Kernsley Hotel up near Cessnock booked me because I did his daughter's kid show, and he couldn't get over how many people knew me. I said, yeah, I've got an adult show. And all these people, when I turned the corner, I was hoping there wasn't 10 people there, but it was packed. All these tables, I said, are you all leaving? No, we're staying for the show. Because there was 20 kids there.
Oh, no.
And this is an adult show. But it's fine because I do a lot of 40, 50, 60s, and they've got grandchildren and that there.
Yeah.
And I don't swear in my adult show, even if I'm in a pub or stand-up. I don't have to swear to get laughs. And I did my full adult show. There was only a couple of things missing. That's all. The rest went over their head.
Mm. There was one wanted saved in the sight gags apparently. That brought.
I said, you got educated kids, they did.
Well, it's good to hear you laughing, your voice and sounding fit as ever.
Yeah, you do, Sue. So it's lovely to talk to you and catch up.
Oh, Tanya, we had a lot of good times a long time ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I noticed you didn't ask Tanya if I'm still as handsome as I used to be. Was there mention of that?
I know how ugly you are.
Good on you, Suba.
See you soon.
I need a good mate. I know a good mate of yours, real good. He comes on the bash now. Garth.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
another good talk.
No.
Yeah, super you, but there.
See you later, Soup.
Oh, it's good to hear his voice.
Every single person in
Newcastle knows.
Well, that was hard. Right at the pub. Hey, mate, you do that?
Yep.
Yep. But he sounds good.
He does sound great.
And he's working.
He's still working.
There you go. You, if you were anywhere else but Newcastle and you went, there's Big Dog and there's Super Hubert.
And Miss Kim as well. They're like the three staples.
Absolutely.
It's Tanya and Steve. Newcastle Triple M.
Tiny Tenny on Friday night. Tiny Tenny. What? There she is.
He means Tiny Teddy. You know the biscuits?
Yes.
Tiny Tenny books. Yeah, because I was happy to quickly catch up with the family reunion, so to speak. You know, Lorcan was down with the new girl and everything like
my dad.
But the bonus was, of course, ran to the Kent, and there was your dad, Glenn, and, you know, Michael, your husband, Lorcan, and your future daughter-in-law.
Oh, let's not go that hard.
Yeah, oh, hang on a minute. Oh, she pulled back. No dresses for you.
Was Evie there as well?
No, she was at home with Tinkerbell.
Oh, okay.
Tinkerbell, which I realised I learned a quick lesson over that, if we may.
What?
Because I get on really good with Glenn. He's a great guy, and I love chatting with him. But you said, oh, where's Evie? You said, home with Tinkerbell. And I said, oh, making sure old Tanker doesn't eat too much. And Glenn gave me the filthiest look.
Oh, that's, you don't call a Tinkerbell in front of them, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up.
No, they get offended.
You know when they look at you and kind of smirk?
Yeah.
Call him Tinkerbell again, I'll take you down. Anyway, what I want to say is, though, like all of us, I am not judging you because I was the same, T, is that there's Dad, and Tanya leaned in and said...
I can't say what I said.
I'll give you the example, right? It'd be, oh, yeah, you've got to be... Blah, blah, blah. I won't, right, fill it in. And Glenn went, what? I didn't swear!
But I know, I turned into a 12-year-old. Yeah.
He swore in front of your dad?
I did, but I pretended I did.
He didn't hear her swear.
Ah.
He just went, what was that?
I didn't swear, Dad.
She docked herself in.
I did. I know. I get really nervous.
She's like, what? I didn't swear, Dad, I promise.
And then Steve said, yes, you did, Glenn.
I did.
Dog me in.
There you go.
Oh, really?
Don't tell me I haven't learned a thing or two off Teak. It was just
isn't it funny when you are reduced to a child again in front of your parents?
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For me, definitely Dad more than Mum.
Mm.
And Dad for me was always that, check the oil, boy. But yes, of course I have. What about the gearbox? I got a gearbox. Yeah, I was more childlike with Dad.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you mean scared of Dad? Is that what you mean?
I think you're right.
We're going with childlike today,
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
Yeah, very nice childlike.
Word. Exactly.
Yes, you weren't scared of your father.
No.
Yes, you were childlike.
Yeah. No. I think for me it's more a disappointment too.
Sure.
I don't want to swear in front of Dad.
Surely you're used to it now. I'm used to, you know, I was disappointed, but there's a dad, hello, dad, hello, boy. But, yeah, are you like that with your parents, Ross?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. More so in front of your mum, you won't swear.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah. And a couple of times I do it and I get away with it and I'm like, maybe I could test the waters a bit more and I'll say something else and then it'll get a bit of a look. I'm like, okay, that one's not acceptable.
See, two things used to shock me. And I'm like, say, 18.
Yeah.
Two things used to shock me is watching someone say to call their parent by their first name.
Mm.
I was like, what? Did you just call her Jude?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird to me then. Mm. But when I'd see, you know, kids swearing in front of their parents and just normal.
Yeah.
Not being pulled up.
Yeah.
It's like, that's just how they speak.
Yeah.
Whereas my mum thought bugger was a swear word.
Mm. I do the whole language. I say that.
To yourself?
Yeah, no, to my son.
Okay, sorry.
That's not true, everyone. I heard her on Friday night. She goes, Lord, stop effing swearing. Shall I go on or are you going to go to the commercial break?
No, keep
and
going.
Then she said.
Hey, no surprise, I know, but over the Easter long weekend, 5,709 charges in New South Wales for speeding.
Right.
Right, fines issued, 295 for drink driving. Here's the one, and I know you say it all the time, but it's still not a world that I am and have my head in.
Yep.
863 positive drug tests.
Oh, yeah.
In New South Wales over the weekend.
So there were more drug tests than,
nearly,
is that what you're saying?
Three times as more.
Wow.
Because it's so prevalent with, you know, the booze test. They go, oh, well, I'll do that. But they forget, though, they test that now too. But not everywhere.
No.
So you're still running the gauntlet.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, you know, recreational drug use and party drugs are huge out there.
Absolutely.
And that story on the weekend of those...
I can't stop thinking about that story.
Neither can
about
I
the
rise.
Women. Yep.
Six women, friends, in their 40s, they go to the Gold Coast, they hire a room, and they do party drugs, a cocktail of party drugs. One sadly died.
Yep. Yeah.
Another one still fighting for life in ECU.
Yeah, you don't know where you're getting it. You don't know who you're getting it from. You can get it from people who are making this crap with rat poison in the toilet.
But that's what I can't get my head around. You know, why do people run that risk?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes you go, I have no idea where this comes from. I don't know what it's cut with, yet I'm going to ingest it into my person. Don't understand it.
No.
Yep.
It's impossible to explain because it's just different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
It's impossible to explain.
Yep.
Because everyone does their own thing or whatever they feel at the need. Oh, come on, it's my 40th. What the hell? I've never done this before. I'll do it just for a one-off way. It'll be fine. You don't think of death.
No, you don't.
Depending on the moment, you know, you could be already drunk.
Yeah.
And someone offer it. Oh, what the hell? I can't explain it because, you know, you look at it and go, oh, guys, you know, really?
I guess,
how tragic is that?
And it's the same with trying to educate kids, isn't it? Some will be terrified.
Absolutely.
By what you tell them and they won't touch it.
100%.
And others will go, can't happen to me.
Yeah.
I'll give it a crack.
Invincible.
And so often it is not premeditated.
No.
So often it's a situation of, you know what I did? Come on, what the hell?
Mm. Yeah.
So often, you know. But, yeah, like you just said with that story. But you know what blows me away? Yes, the drug thing, but... 295 are still drink driving.
Yeah. Mm.
Gang.
Oh, no.
Gang.
It's the Easter long weekend. Cops are out there looking for people being stupid.
And they still do it. And I only hope it is just that little bit of a bugger. I really thought I was okay.
Yeah.
You know,
having two beers at the pub and dry. Yeah.
But there are some serial offenders that don't have any regard for anybody else.
They're living in the 70s, man.
Yeah. And I actually, we look at it that way. I don't care what you do to yourself, but when you get behind the wheel and you have literally no regard for other people.
Yeah.
You are an a-hole.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's how many was it again? 800.
The
860 other three new a-holes to the.
Yeah, nearly three times as many.
Yeah. And I bang this into my son's head, how we all casually just get on the road and drive.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, I'm not going to fly on a plane. I'm not going to go on a boat. But you go 120 k's hurtling towards another piece of steel going your way with someone who could be either drunk or off their nut.
Yeah.
And you think nothing of it. Isn't that weird?
Very.
Isn't that psychology at its best?
Mm.
We just, for some reason,
trust.
That's okay.
Yeah. I'd be happy to. You have one drink or drug charge behind you. Lose your license.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was your privilege, not your right.
Sure.
I would be very happy if we then move to a situation where it gets ripped up on the spot.
Yeah.
You don't get another chance.
That's why Tenure's not Prime Minister.
I wish they had the balls to do something like that, though, because then we wouldn't
might deter a few more people.
Yeah.
Is there any particular reason why you're playing One Summer, mate? I believe Daryl was on drugs when he wrote this.
Well, here it is. Enjoy, everyone. Triple M.
Borderline show intervention, T, because we've got to stop Risey from doing the dodgy websites. Don't you reckon?
Well, this all happened a few weeks ago. In fact, you were off the day that he came in a little worried that he'd purchased Lucy's birthday gift, but he'd purchased it on a website that we weren't quite sure whether they would be real, and I'm talking about the Coldplay tickets.
Is this when I was in hospital? Yeah, did this?
No, you had a day off.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and he was really worried because of this particular website that you bought the Coldplay tickets for Lucy from.
Yeah, so it was a birthday yesterday. I finally gave them to her yesterday, so I said we can talk about it now. And I actually I actually want to know if anyone else has bought tickets off StubHub. It's called StubHub.
Well, again, I refer back to dodgy websites.
And I do want to know because the tickets weren't cheap. And
what we've learnt, Steve, we went through his little phone that day.
Yeah.
And when you buy from StubHub, correct me if I'm wrong, Rise, you pay the fee that everybody else would pay, but then you pay an extra fee.
Per ticket.
Per ticket.
Yeah.
So Rise's paid. And wasn't it like $90 per ticket extra?
$94 extra. $94. Per ticket.
Rise, what is it with you with trying
to. Plus an extra fee as well. I didn't tell you about Tanya because I was embarrassed.
What is it with you where you try and always get things on the dodge like your accountant?
No.
I mean,
so you've paid what everybody else has played plus $200 because you did it through this website called StubHub.
Maybe $220.
How much was it a ticket at the end of everything being paid?
I can't say because I think Lucy might be listening, but it was not cheap. Would you say that? Could I say it like that?
Who has bought anything from StubHub? Have you even heard about it?
There's another hub website going around that's probably not as dodgy as that.
And he's, what are you talking about?
No, that was the one I was starting with. You should get off. But anyway, now that you've moved on to StubHub.
Well, 133353.
Is that what the kids are calling it?
I'm really hoping we get to see Coldplay because the tickets are in November and apparently you don't get emailed the tickets until just.
Jerry just said the reviews online aren't great.
We don't believe those, Jerry.
And no one's calling. 133353. Have you ever bought anything from StubHub? Is it legit? And
You know who's calling, mate? Your wife. Lucy's calling.
Oh, my God, Steve. You obviously told her about it because on Instagram last night, Lucy wrote, are these real? Rise posted Coldplay tickets.
Understandably, because it was just on an envelope written Coldplay tickets.
Yeah, Coldplay tickets.
Yeah, I thought, what's he doing? Hasn't he even got the ticket?
No, I don't have the ticket. I don't get emailed the ticket apparently till the day before.
Oh, Ryan.
This really is.
I sound like an idiot.
I'll tell you what, tomorrow, same time, tune in. We'll tell you about his accountant a few years ago. Hello, Jody at Medford. Have you done the old Stubby Hubby or any other site lending a nub?
No, I haven't, but I have heard people have been burnt by those websites before.
Oh, well, if Lucy's listening, looks like you're going to Red Hot Summer Tour.
You shouldn't be buying your tickets. Yeah, you shouldn't be buying tickets anywhere other than Live Nation, Ticket Tech or Ticketmaster.
See?
And StubHub.
You know why? Because Jody owns both those websites.
Wow.
Thank you, Jody, for the confidence. What about
Ticketmaster's pretty safe.
What about Connor at New Lambton? Connor, StubHub, heard of it?
Yeah, so I'm from the United States originally and StubHub is massive over in the United States. It's the leading secondary ticket market.
Okay. Yeah, because I bought ice hockey tickets on it like 10 years ago and maybe NBA tickets.
But that was in the US,
That was in the US, yeah.
It's definitely massive over there, but I haven't bought anything on StubHub, so.
Okay.
I'm just liking Ryan's logic there.
Okay, well, you've given us hope.
He's online, he's looking, he sees, StubHub, oh, look at these tickets. Now, I remember 10 years ago, while I was in America, I went to the ice hockey. This sounds legit.
Joseph.
That was my logic, 100%.
Joseph, is it Hinton? Joseph, StubHub, any ideas?
Good morning, my little love nugget, and Ryan, sell it, you silly boy!
Thank you, Joseph. No. You let him know, mate. You're only allowed one hub, and Stub isn't one of them.
You know what? I agree. No, I mean, why on earth would you go to these secondary websites, Ryan?
Because it was sold out, and Lucy wanted to go.
Isn't that telling you something then?
Yeah, so StubHub, I'm buying a second-hand ticket that someone's selling through StubHub.
I think it's called Cyber Scalper, mate.
That's exactly
Joseph,
what it is.
Joseph, what have you heard of StubHub?
I mean, I've heard of dodgy.com, pretty much. it's one of those situations where There's other secondary sources that go, yeah, we've got legitimate tickets, but ultimately now the likes of Ticketmaster, I think, has its own upselling. So if you can't go to the concert, the ticket holder can actually post those tickets onto their own website. So it becomes like that secondary legitimate
website to sell tickets. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joseph.
It's uncanny when two friends buy separate StubHub tickets and they go, how good is this? We're in the same seat.
Jane. Jane's in Merivale. Merivale, maybe? Hey, Jane.
How are you going?
Good, StubHub.
We've bought tickets, yeah. No, we've bought tickets to go to the NFL in America. They were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's America.
Yeah.
We're worried that...
Well...
No, I'm with you, Jane. That was my logic. Surely it works overseas. It can work here.
Don't give Lucy hope, Jane.
It has to.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Oh, Janie, you're so sweet.
Just take a picnic and a blanket in case.
Because we're getting notifications here from Jerry. Scroll it down a little bit, Jerry. It says here, scammed, $1,400 Taylor Swift... In 3 days, no tickets, but telling you
you can on-sell the tickets that you don't have.
that's from StubHub.
Yeah, right.
Warning, do not buy tickets from StubHub. Mm. And the last one was 2 tickets purchased. Scammers, do not buy.
Funny, though, to think that was the hub that got you in trouble, mate. Of all the hubs that could have got you in trouble with your wife, it's that one.
StubHub.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching Hub. Oh, you were. Did you get caught? No, StubHub.
How much did these cost you? Come on, tell us. All
it,
up.
It was.
Lucy's too busy to be listening.
It was maybe.
It's over 1,000.
No.
800?
No.
600?
Lower.
600?
Higher.
Hang on. $800 for 2 tickets.
Lower than 800.
700.
Yeah, okay. Look, we finish at 9. How much did you pay for them?
700? Yes.
He's nodding. Something in Rising's mind right now goes, if I don't say it out loud, it's not real.
You've paid $700 and you might not be going anywhere but my lounge room for me to play Coldplay to Lucy. He's nodding again, everyone.
No. Tenyon, I'm sorry. You've gone too far. That's the meanest treatment I've ever heard you dish out.
I'll play it on the recorder.
I know!
I'm in.
I've got to put on a performance for us.
At least the food will be... I guarantee the food will be good, Lizzie.
Be amazing.
There you go.
I'll look after her.
Okay, just to wrap this up, when are Coldplay playing?
It said November.
Oh,
we think it's November.
We got ages to buy new tickets.
It's Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up louder because Tanya
and Steve Hill is Triple M. Cast your minds back to the very early 2000s, the late 1990s, when MySpace was about.
Yeah.
It came and it went almost as quickly as it came. It lost its crown to Facebook.
It was the first big social media platform, and as you say, Facebook just monstered it like they do. We'll buy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I say cast your mind back because if you were a part of it, and you'd remember this, there was a top eight. And it was a friend ranker, and it ranked your friends from your favourite to your least favourite, 1 to 8.
I actually, and again, we often use this as an excuse, but it's legit. I just kind of got into it. I ended up getting 10,000 followers on it, but I was an adult. So I didn't play in that who's your top eight biz, you know, being the adult, because I even then looked at it and went, really?
Yeah, childish.
But I thought if you're a kid...
Mm. Well, it was large enough to hurt your feelings.
Sure.
Because it was a large enough group that if you were number 9 or 10 and didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm not even in the top 8.
Imagine if you're in the staff room in your workplace. Workplaces, like, I mean, because we're talking about, you know, personal friends as opposed to work friends. But just you go into someone's house and there's a list on the fridge. And you're not in it.
Well, we thought those days were behind us, but they're not.
Oh.
It seems like Snapchat have now got a ranker. And I was reading some articles in America, New York Times actually, and they're talking about how it's really affecting the anxiety of teens that don't make it onto their friend ranker. It's a little different. They don't rank them 1 to 8. They're ranking them with planets. So the planets, I actually you know, it's better than saying, this is my number one, two, three, four, five.
What do they go? Steve, you're my Pluto.
Well, that Pluto doesn't make the cut, but Mercury does.
Okay.
That's the number one planet.
Is
so
it?
If you're a Mercury friend, you're number one.
Didn't say much for Earth.
It then goes on down the list to Neptune. Earth is number three, which is weird, but it's still another ranker.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's rankling parents, and it's as I said earlier, adding to the stress and anxiety of kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, why do these platforms allow this?
It's the addiction of they know it's an addiction. It's like, why are tobacco people? Look, it's an addiction. They know that you get something and then something will show you worth, and that's likes or it's
well, then
all
of
that gear.
I should reframe that, because I understand why the platforms do it, because in this Snapchat rankers, you can elevate your ranking by having more frequent communication with the person who's ranked you.
There you go.
So I understand why the platforms are doing it.
Yep.
My question should have been, why do we as a society allow these people to get away with it?
That I don't know. You know, sometimes because we have conversations like this and we get the legitimacy of it, and the rest of the time we just move on with our lives.
Yeah.
And it's part of the fabric of everything we do now.
Yeah.
It's like putting petrol in your car. I'm on Facebook. I'm on that. Mm. Saw your Insta the other day. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
We don't actually deep dive into it going, what effect is this having on adults, let alone our children?
Yeah. Well,
we don't have that conversation enough.
I know. And we don't know half of the things that go on these platforms. I mean, did you know that they were ranking friends on Snapchat?
No idea.
No.
I certainly know.
We're adults.
A 17 to 18, that's the field I'm aware with kids. Snapchat's the one.
Yeah.
TikTok, they'd laugh at.
Sure.
But it's a different one for everywhere,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea about that.
Yeah.
So that's old school.
It's very upsetting.
It's coming up with an excuse. They obviously wanted to, they were looking for something. Like, we need a point of difference.
Yeah.
TikTok's taken over that world.
That's right.
Mm.
But it's that elevation of your status through more frequent communication. That's what rankles me, and I'm sure that the powers that be can look at it. But how much power do they have to force these platforms to make change?
Yeah, I know. I mean, even like TikTok, whatever, it doesn't matter. Insta's whatever, when you're basing your existence or your value on how many likes you got.
Mm. Yeah.
That's when you boil it down.
Oh,
it's not the real world,
is it? If you just boil it down to just something as simple as that, there's something seriously wrong.
And we live in that world. Mm. I mean, I'm focusing on the kids with this one.
Yeah.
But we're living in that. By every time you post something and you feel obliged to yourself to see how it's going or whatever.
Mm. Yeah.
It's really hard to not get torn up about it for some.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I must admit, if I post something I thought was really funny and there's only five likes, I'm a bit down.
That's what I mean. And you're supposedly an adult.
But it's me. It's okay. I go, ha! Just don't get my humour.
There you go.
It's their fault. But yeah, look, we do.
Yeah.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
And but we don't.
To emojis.
It's just become life.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, so if you do have a child and they do have Snapchat,
be aware of. Yeah, definitely.
That there's a ranking system at play.
Oh, I see on my Snapchat, you've got me. I am Pluto. What's going on there, too? I do use Snapchat, but it's only for those filters.
Oh, okay.
You know, the stupid heads and faces and
those
stuff.
Those filters, eh?
Oh, no, that's a different filter, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's called You're Kidding.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loudly, 'cause Tanya Rand.